Christian business owners need to understand their marketing hub. Today we are starting a series talking about your most effective asset, your web page. In today's digital world, your web page is your marketing hub. Some people use their social media like a web page, but I still suggest having a strong web page that works for you and enhances your social media presence. We talked about the customer buying cycle and converting prospects into customers. One of the best ways to connect with customers is through social media. We have a whole series of articles about social media. However, if you don't convert those people into customers, you are running in circles. One of the best ways to convert customers is through a web page. If you don't convert a customer, they will never do business with you. We want sales for our business, not just a bunch of people looking at our social media or web page. You could have hundreds and thousands of followers on social media and still go broke in your business. We want to stop that process and get you more customers for your business using your web page. A fishing example. Jesus liked to use fishing as an example, so let's use fishing to explain your marketing hub. Social media is the shiny object or juicy bait that catches the attention of the fish. It brings the fish closer so that you have an opportunity to hook, communicate with them. If you just have bait with no hook, you will lose customers. You must have a hook in order to bring them in. Your web page is your hook. It has the information your potential customers need to take action. It makes the message, bait, look inviting enough for them to take action. No matter where they are on the buying cycle, they should have something to respond to on your web page. Something should hook their attention at all phases of the buying cycle. The rod and reel is your message, marketing and customer service. You must take care of your customers if you want to keep them. You may not realize that your customer service is marketing and so is your web page. All of the images and messages you put out there tells customers whether they can trust you and if they want to do business with you. They decide if they want to be reeled in. Your marketing hub. Your web page is the hook that customers need. They need something that draws them in. I have seen too many web pages that have a brochure online and call it a web page. It says nothing more than what they do and when they are open. That is adequate for a brochure, but if you want people to come into your business, you must give them a reason. Let me ask you honestly, think back to the last time someone handed you a brochure. Did it end up in the trash? Your web page needs to be more than a brochure. It needs to be the best salesperson in your company. A well-designed and organized web page becomes a 24-hour-a-day, 7-days-a-week salesperson for you. An optimized web page becomes your 24/7 salesperson. Make sure it is working for you. Click to tweet. Conclusion. I hope you see the importance of having a strong web page for your business. Christian business owners have even more reason to connect to customers because we work for the King of Kings. My goal with Christian Business Revolution is to give you some practical skills to get you moving in your business and growing in your faith. In this short series, we are going to talk about what it means to use your web page as your marketing hub. We are going to talk about the steps it takes to make your web page a never-ending, never-tiring salesperson. We are going to help you evaluate your web page, show you some quick tips to get it working better, and give you some tips to help buyers do business with you. Make sure you read the article on the customer buying cycle because it will help you take action in this mini-series about web pages.